Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, August 8th, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. Baidu's autonomous ride-hailing unit, Apollo Go, received permits to offer driverless commercial robo-taxi service in Chongqing and Wuhan. Apollo Go already received permits to offer driverless ride-hailing service in Beijing, but not commercial service. They can just give free rides. Service will be limited to specific time windows in designated zones, with Apollo Go operating a five-vehicle fleet in each city. Bloomberg sources say India will seek to ban Chinese smartphone makers from selling devices cheaper than 12,000 rupees in the country, roughly $150. According to the analyst at Counterpoint, smartphones under $150 accounted for a third of India's sale volume in Q2 2022, with Chinese companies making up 80% of those shipments. Bloomberg estimates that Xiaomi smartphone shipments could fall 11-14% under such a ban. Bloomberg's Mark Gurman reports that Apple has at least four new smart home devices in its labs, but not all will see the light of day. This includes a higher-end HomePod using the S8 chip from the Apple Watch and an updated HomePod Mini. In terms of new device categories, Gurman also reports on a kitchen device that combines an iPad and a speaker, and a device that combines an Apple TV, camera, and HomePod aimed at living rooms. Gurman believes one of these devices will launch by late 2023 or early 2024. Meta released BlenderBot 3 to the public at blenderbot.ai/chat. BlenderBot 3 was built on Meta's large language model, similar to GPT-3. While it was trained on large text, it can also access the internet to find more information on specific topics. All data collected during its public operation will be published for use by AI researchers. Meta is also testing a standalone live streaming platform for influencers called Super, similar to Twitch. A few hundred influencers are on the platform and will keep 100% of revenue generated from it for the time being. Qualcomm and the chip manufacturer GlobalFoundries signed an agreement to more than double existing long-term chip-making deals around 5G transceivers, Wi-Fi, IoT, and automotive chips. Under the agreement, chips will be produced at GlobalFoundries facilities in the United States, Germany, Singapore, and France. Apple analyst Ming-Chi Kuo reports Apple will begin production of the next-gen iPhone simultaneously in India and China for the first time. Kuo claims recent acceleration of iPhone 14 production plans in India is due to potential geopolitical impacts on its supply chain. Late last month, Indonesia blocked several websites for failure to register as an electronic systems operator in the country. Indonesia's communications ministry reopened access to PayPal, Yahoo, and Valve after each registered with the regulator. Epic Games and EA's Origin service remain blocked in the country. The Bank of Thailand says it's ready to start testing its retail digital currency later this year and expects the test to run through the middle of 2023. Around 10,000 retail users will take part in the test in a limited area. Meanwhile, in China, banks in two more cities have started to issue loans in digital yuan. As of this May, more than 4.5 million commercial outlets in China accept digital yuan. Google filed two lawsuits against Sonos in the United States District Court for the Northern District of California, claiming infringement on seven patents. One case focuses on patents with activation word detection and wireless charging. The other involves how groups of speakers respond to voice inputs. Google plans to file similar lawsuits with the U.S. International Trade Commission in an attempt to ban imports on infringing products. Sonos won a U.S. ITC case in January, which found that Google violated its patents on multi-room speaker tech. Netflix currently offers access to a catalog of 24 mobile games to subscribers, including some licensed tie-in games to Netflix original programming. The analysts at Apptopia report that these games have been downloaded a total of 23.3 million times, with an average of 1.7 million daily users. The company plans to expand its game catalog to 50 titles by the end of 2022. Sources speaking to Igor's Labs, formerly known as Tom's Hardware Germany, report that at least one Intel board partner stopped production of Intel Arc GPUs completely due to quality concerns. To date, desktop Arc GPUs have only been available in China. However, Video Cards reported that the French retailer Bollinger listed an Acer Nitro gaming PC with an Intel Arc A380 GPU, the first available in Europe. It's listed as shipping October 8th. 9to5 Google found code references to the Google TV app launching 50 ad-supported live TV channels on the platform without the need to subscribe, sign up, or download other services. A graphic in the app shows ABC News Live, Hallmark Movies, Wu-Tang Collection TV, and CBS News among the channels included. The app does not indicate when these channels could launch. According to Instagram head Adam Mosseri, in a week or two, the platform will begin testing letting users post photos with a tall 9:16 aspect ratio. Current photo posts are limited to 8:10 aspect ratios, with taller photos limited to stories. LG announced the tone-free T90 True Wireless Earbuds. These include Dolby head tracking with a bacteria-killing UV nano charging case that can also act as a Bluetooth transmitter for wired audio sources. It ships in September, although no word on pricing. And finally, Fitbit will end support for syncing devices with a PC or Mac through Fitbit Connect on October 13th. Users can still sync fitness data with a phone. Synced music will continue to play on devices, and users can transfer music to a watch through the Deezer and Pandora apps. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.